Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor of Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles chapter 6, beginning with verse 27. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 27. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is he from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who come down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And his name is Jesus. Others may refer to him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as career counseling and other Help Forward programs, for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens, available 24/7. Sell Avon with one of my sales team, sale development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Starter kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between. Spelled SHERLENESTEVENS. Community announcements. Today is the state of Alabama's birthday, along with Judge Glenda Hatchett's birthday. Wednesday is Flo Rida's birthday. Friday is the state of New Jersey's birthday, along with Steven Spielberg, Christina Aguilera, Brad Pitt, Angie Stone, Katie Holmes, Roger Mosley's birthday, and theaters, Sisters, and also This Christmas. Saturday, we remember Inez Andrews. She was an infamous gospel singer. It's also the state of Texas' birthday, along with Cicely Tyson, Mike Bobby Lookinland, Jake Gillen, and Tim Reed's birthday. Sunday is Jonah Hill's birthday. And we're continuing with my theme of global family December holiday traditions, now through, I believe it's January 17th. And some may even participate in festive traditions beyond January the 17th into February, I believe, in other countries. In our prayers box, we have all families, global friends, and aspiring entrepreneurs. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. TV specials for this week: Adele live in New York City. Tonight on NBC, 10, 9 Central. Patti LaBelle's Holiday Cooking Special on Cooking Channel, December 16th, beginning at 8:30, 7:30 Central. Encore of The Wiz Live on NBC, 8, 7 Central on December the 19th, along with The Christmas Melody, Hallmark Channel, beginning at 8, 7 Central. December 20th, Oprah goes to Broadway, The Color Purple on OWN, beginning 9/8 Central. And we also have the 64th Annual Miss Universe Pageant on Fox, beginning at 7/6 Central. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Take a deep breath and slowly exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. I also would like to keep St. West, Kanye, and Kim's new baby boy in our prayers box. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testament, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 6, verse 27. My audience, let's prepare for our religious-themed and educational-based discussion. Ready? Then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting, or mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore, whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm. If they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemy by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee towards this city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near. Yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly to thee with all their heart and with all their soul, and they have carried them captives in the land of their captivity, and pray toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burning offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their offices, and Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all of Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hollowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all of Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the 8th day, they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart, for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord. And in his own house he prosperously affected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shalt observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom, according as I have coveted with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be ruler in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to every one that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Continuing with chapter 8, verse 1 of 2 Chronicles. And it came to pass, at the end of 20 years, wherein Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. Pausing for a moment. So sometimes when you go through your trials and tribulations, it does not mean that you will not receive again of God's blessings. It just means that for a time, you may go without traditional activities of blessings. Sometimes when you go through trials and tribulations, God will give you double for your trouble. And so in this circumstance, we find that King Solomon had restored some things under his leadership as well. Continuing with verse 3. And Solomon went to Hamath Zobah and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness and all the store cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth Horon the upper and Beth Horon the nether, fenced cities with walls, gates, and bars. And Baalath, and all the store cities that Solomon had, and all the chariot cities, and the cities of the horsemen, and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, and in Lebanon, and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left of the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of their children, who were left after them in the land, whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute until this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work, but they were men of war, and chief of his captains, and captains of his chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250 that bear rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David unto the house that he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy, whereunto the ark of the Lord hath come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moons and on the Solomon feast, three times in the year, even in the Feast of Unleavened Bread and in the Feast of Weeks, in the Feast of Tabernacles. And he appointed, according to the order of David his father, the courses of the priests to their service, and the Levites to their charges, to praise and minister before the priests, as the duty of every day required. So, pausing for a moment, it was important to praise, and King David instructed his staff to praise and minister before the priests every day. The porters also, by their courses, at every gate, for so had David the man of God commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priests and Levites concerning any matter or concerning the treasures. Now all the work of Solomon was prepared unto the day of the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was perfected. Then went Solomon to Ezion Geber and to Eloth at the seaside in the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servant ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and took thence 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon. Continuing with chapter 9, verse 1, and when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions to Jerusalem, or at Jerusalem, with a very great company and camels that bear spices and gold in abundance and precious stones, and she was come to Solomon. She communed with him of all that was in her heart, and Solomon told her all her questions. And there was nothing hid from Solomon which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel, his cupbearers also and their apparel, and his accent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. How that I believed not their words until I came and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on this throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over them to do judgment and justice. Pausing for a moment, what queen of Sheba believed that Solomon's job duties were? To be a judge and to serve justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices great abundance and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. Queen Sheba had given King Solomon so many spices from her land. And at that time, spices were worth value as well as money. And the servants also of Hiram and the servants of Solomon, which bought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. Thus ends the reading of God's words. We'll continue with verse 11 from chapter 9 next time. All right? Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and seen me, and see me do. God of peace shall be with you.